إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فله ولي مرشد ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه عليك أفضل الصلاة والسلام يا سيدي يا رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. أما بعد, dear brothers and sisters, today, as we've seen actually the circumstances that we're going through as Muslims, and there has been actually mixed definitions of the word civilization. We've been accused as Muslims that we are not civilized, and because we don't have the tools and the fundamentals of civilization. That's according to nowadays definition, as if civilization is technology. This is what you have, this is civilization. If you don't have it, you're not civilized. If you have it, then you are civilized. Is it really this is civilization is about? Is that only materialistic type of civilization that we have to have these tools, and if you don't have it, then you're actually not civilized? You're 200 years back than the others. Islam, when it came in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the first ayah in Islam. The first ayah, aqra, read. It is the first word revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Angel Jibreel alayhi salam came in to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu salam and asked him, aqra, read. He said, ma ana biqari, I'm not a reader. As you know, Prophet Muhammad والسلام, doesn't know how to read. And he repeated this three times. اقرأ ما أنا بقارئ. اقرأ ما أنا بقارئ. Read, I'm not a reader. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. The whole first words from Islam is about reading. It's about information. خلق الإنسان من علق. Created. The creation of mankind and how blood is running through our bodies. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Talking about information. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us this information. This is the first ayat. The first thing actually that has been revealed from Allah is about information. It's about reading. So we are the first ummah actually that has been, the first thing for us is to read, is to know, is to appreciate knowledge. So we can't be actually non-civilized. So what's the problem actually? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this one, with this definition, He has to give mankind the honor, karamna al-insan. So even the respect for human being, and that's where the that's where the difference actually in Islam is not about the theology. It's about actually human respect. It's about rights to human being. That's what Islam, the value of Islam is about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Islam was revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those ones that have been revealed to Arabs and tribes during that time, they have no idea whatsoever. Life for them is just la'ab wa lahw, just to play. Drink liquors, women, and that's all. This is life. That's all for them. And how Islam took those people to be the first generation who are going to be those people that are going to invite others for Islam. A whole change for a person, attitudes, the way he thinks, the mindset, everything. How come, if you compare two different things that Umar radiallahu anhu has done, two different things. Umar, he knows that he's been very strong body-wise. He has actually 12 wives. And whoever before Islam, how many women actually that he has been in relation with, nobody knows that. And it's the same person after Islam, changes 180%. The same man who has no idea about technology, the first windmill has been manufactured during Umar. A Parisian came to him and asked him, actually told him about windmill. Now, Umar has no idea whatsoever about windmill. He hasn't seen it. He doesn't know anything about it. He was listening to that Parisian person, explained to him what the windmill is about, what it does. And because Umar radiallahu anhu doesn't know anything about it, he gave him from Bayt al-Mam, from the budget, because he was the Khalifa. He gave him to manufacture this one, to build it. So what a change in mindset happened to Umar. To jump actually, to achieve that quantum leap in terms of attitude and appreciate for knowledge for someone who doesn't know anything about it, to come actually and listen to him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Iqra. The first thing is just to know the knowledge. And because he doesn't know, he has to appreciate someone coming to him. So Islam changed the people's attitude, changed the people's mindset, changed the people's behavior. Changes actually from these Bedouins behaving that wrongly to people who are civilized. Kuntum khayra ummah khurijat linnas. You are the best ummah, people. And an ummah is a generic word, doesn't have any political borders, doesn't have any country or people or ethnic origin or anything like that. Ummah. The main factors is Islam. Kuntum khayra ummah khurijat linnas. But why we are khayra ummah? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all the tools, the infrastructure to build that civilized ummah. All what we have to do is just to follow that path. Follow that path, that's all. We, as Muslims, have been criticized many, many times about how Islam, punishment in Islam, is really, really severe and so hard. And the example of this, if someone actually stealing in Islam is to chop the hand. Okay. Very severe punishment? Yes. Yes, it is. And they are telling us, accusing us actually us about this. Okay. So let's analyze this. Let's take the statistical analysis for this one and see what happens during the history, what's happening now. How often that punishment happens during Islam? If you read the historical books, you'll find it 6 times in 400 years. 6 times, that's all. In 400 years. Okay, so let's take the civilized solution. How often the punishment happens? How often happens per day? Not per year. So that's the difference. The difference is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us owners with the Quran. Quran is just like the user manual for human beings. Just follow that path. Be civilized. Now, that's the difference. The issue is that non-Muslims do not go further in depth to see that. It's our duty also as well to explain them what that is about. But to explain them, I use all the scientific tools that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do it. That's the statistic. Actually, if you read the history, you will find this fact. Now, if you compare this, how many crimes actually stealing happens today? It's far beyond what you could imagine. Why is that? Because that's what Allah told us to do. The issue, the problem is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال وَلِيَشْهَدْ عَلَيْهِ جَمْعًا مِنَ النَّاسِ, the punishment has to be seen by everybody. There's no value if you punish someone behind the door and nobody see him. Because as all the psychological analysts actually, any crime, anything, it's a driver, okay? A driver for a human being and a tool. The tool is the human being. Now, that driver could be anything. Could be a social driver. Could be a shaitan whispering each and every time. Could be a weak person. But the tool is the human being. Now, this driver, you may or may not have a control over that driver. But you can have a control over the tool. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the punishment has to be seen, because that is the influence on the tool, not the influence on the driver. You can't influence the driver, but you can influence the tool. To know that this is the punishment, and that one will stop it. So there is a wisdom behind why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the punishment has to be actually seen by the others. And that's the analysis, even for those ones who are specialists, analyze how the crime happened. So we can't change the driver. You can't tell to discuss this with a shaitan or something. No, you can't. You can't influence the tool itself. Now, the more you are near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you have a big gap with those drivers. And that's the other way of Islam. Because faith for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets bigger and smaller. So we are not at the same faith. We are not at the same believing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the difference is what we do, our actions. And Iman, faith for Allah, as ulama said, it's big and small. It depends mainly on your actions as a person. And this is also one of Islam's driver for us, is to get near and near to Allah. The more you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nearer, the far you get from your sins. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ Salah, prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ It actually stops you from doing sins. Stops you from doing mistakes. Ulama said, if someone is actually drinking liquors, and he's doing this, just tell him, do prayer. Keep drinking, but do prayer. Now, that could be a contradicting position. How come someone who's praying, and he's actually drinking liquors at the same time? And ulama said, Salah, if you continue on that one, will stop him someday. But nothing is going to stop him. Unless that one happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're giving us actually a lot of things that stop us from these committing sins. Why? Because the main value behind it is to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see the value behind it. Islam also as well appreciate experts, appreciate science. وَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَتَعْلَمُونَ Is there any religion that I really appreciate experts like Islam? Napoleon, when he invaded Egypt, he came in actually to Sheikh al-Azhar during that time and asked him a question. Actually, it's a very interesting question. How many tons in 1 acre of wheat? Now Sheikh al-Azhar has no idea about this. He came in with a farmer actually and asked him how many. He told him, this is it, and he answered the question. And he told him, but wait a minute, he told me that Quran has everything, has the answer for all questions. He said, yes, but the Quran told us, وَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Ask the experts when you don't know. It's not that each and every single piece of information is in. If you don't know it, ask the expert. That's the main idea. And that is one of the things that non-Muslims, when he said that Quran has everything, said that he just wants to open a paper and find out how many stars in the sky. It's not that simple. وَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَتَعْلَمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us a lot of scientific facts in the Quran. Those scientific facts, we lived years and years and years to find it out at the end. How the mixing between salt water and Nile and the sea. And how that is not mixing together. How night and day are happening, astronomy wise. A lot of actually, how actually the creation of an embryo inside the mother happens. It takes the steps. All of these steps mentioned at first. And I still remember the story I've read a long time ago about the first one who discovered how the embryo inside a woman's uterus actually is formed in terms of steps. And he was really, really after some time disappointed because across his life, he came in actually with a Muslim student. He told him, but Islam told us about this 1400 years ago. We know that. So it's not a big discovery that you've done. We know about this. نُطْفَ ثُمَّ عَلَقَ ثُمَّ مُضْغَ This is known by us. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this one? It's going to take us years and years and years to find it out. Give it up front. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam told us to appreciate and respect people who has knowledge. And knowledge is not about that you know and this is it. No. Knowledge about you know it and you apply it. It's not just like no. It's easy when you know it. Then what? Have you done it? This is it. It's actually ulama said the level of knowledge is 3. علم يقين. That means show me. Like show me and I might be actually remembering you. وعين يقين. When you see, involve me and I will remember. وحق يقين. Show me at the end actually and I will understand this one. These 3 levels, that is the 3rd level which we should know. Not by just reading Quran as abstract words. No. Quran has a depth of action. That depth of action, that gives us the value of this one. To know what civilization can we build. when Muslims actually get in, the first hospital built was Muslims built that hospital. How did they come to this idea of a hospital? Because they know this one. The numbers that we are using, which is called, which is actually the Roman numbers that you're using, it's not Roman, it's actually Arabic numbers. Muslims, the first people who developed this one. But what derives all of this one? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, قُلْ انْذُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَى الْخَلْقِ سِيرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَى الْخَلْقِ. That means, look at how we actually create creation has started. So we have been ordered to investigate and to do researches. So that type of civilization is embedded in our religion, is inside Quran. All we have to do is just to understand this one and take it into action. And that is the problem that we have. We haven't taken this one to action actually. The problem is that we are at the moment, we are not doing these actions, these researches, to think and believe that we can do it. Because that's the first thing you have to do. You have to believe in your own capabilities, in your own skills. That will take you one step forward. And then you will do this one. Islam is the first religion to respect people, women, men, children, everything has a level of respect. That respect actually is the first thing for anyone that you have to feel that respect to enable you to be positive. There's a story actually about someone, the war started, and the owner of slaves ordered his slaves actually to go and fight. And then the slaves, what did they say? They said, مَا خُلِقْنَا لِهَذَا إِنَّ عَبِيدٍ. Yani, we are not a slave. Is not actually about a man who could go in and fight. Because he doesn't feel that dignity. And then he told them, اِذْهَرُوا فَأَنْتُمْ طُلَقَاءُ. That means he released them. Now you feel your own dignity. You feel your own respect to yourself. And that is what Islam told us to do, is to respect and believe in our capabilities, to move forward. أقول قبل هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه وتوبوا إليه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ذنوبنا يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers and sisters, Islam told us the main thing to do. أن نتخذ الأسباب. That means we have to do the best we can. Then نتوكل على الله. Then depend on Allah. The story that all of us know, the man who came into the mosque and has his own camel. And the camel actually is being tied in a rope. And he is asking Prophet Muhammad, أعقدها أم أتوكل على الله. That means, should I tie it or should I leave it? Prophet Muhammad told him, أَعْقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. That means tie it and depend on Allah. So, because you have to take, you have to do the action first. Don't say that I'm depending on Allah and then you do nothing. No. Look at the story of Isra, when Prophet Muhammad والسلام, transferred from Mecca to Al-Aqsa. If you read the details of the story, you will find that came when Angel Jibreel السلام, came to him with Angel Mika'il, because both have been with him in this trip. They came in with Al-Buraq. Al-Buraq is an animal that three of them, you have ride that one, transferred from that one to Al-Aqsa. Now you could ask the question, but why do they need to do that? No, they don't. No, they don't. If Allah wants him to be in that place, he will do it. In a different shape or form. So what's the point? The point is اتخاذ الأسباب. Because you have to do an action to do something. Don't just wait for Allah, for a miracle to happen. No. You have to take an action. You have to do something. Then tawakkal ala Allah. Then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ النَّصْرَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. That means that the victory from Allah. But that means that I have to take the action to get the victory. Because victory is not like rain is going to come up from the sky. No. I have to do something. Then victory and excellence is going to come up after I do my best. And this is the attitudes that we have been ordered to do. And these are the main drivers for a civilized nation. Ashura. To discuss with the people. To consult the people. To ask a question. Amrukum shura baynakum. You have to negotiate and ask the people. Prophet Muhammad, when he was in a war,
And he ordered the Sahaba and all the fighters to stay in one place. And one of the Sahaba asked him, he was an expert in war, he said, are we saying stay in this place? Ahwa al-harb? Is it the war experience or is it order from Allah? He said, Prophet Muhammad told him, no, it is actually the experience. I mean, it's not order from Allah to stay. And he told him, no, then that's the wrong place to stay. We have to move from here. We have to stay in a different place. And he explained his point why. So it's not because Prophet Muhammad is a prophet, then we have to follow. The man asked, is it order from Allah? Because there's a difference. If it's from order from Allah, then obedience is a must. If it's not order from Allah, then it's actually for us to do our best. And that is exactly what Islam told us to do. So he told Prophet Muhammad, then this is not the right place and we have to move from here. And Prophet Muhammad listened to him and excused and actually obey him and change the place. Because the issue is he's an expert. He knows what he's talking about. He has done it before. He has that knowledge. And we have to listen to him. And that's the key point for us. We obey Allah as Allah told us what to do. If it's not something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do, then it's up to us to do our best and ask help from Allah to do it. But don't wait for something to happen and you haven't done anything. And that is the problem with Muslims at the moment. We, each and every one of us individually has done one thing. How many things is going to happen? Thousands. Thousands and thousands. Look. There's a very small thing actually happens to us. How many people of us ask yourself reading Surah Al-Baqarah as it has been recommended to read it every 2 to 3 days in your house? If each and every one of us is reading it, how blessing our houses is going to be? Massive. We've been ordering in every Thursday or Monday or Friday morning to read Surah Al-Kahf. Every night to read Surah Al-Tabarak. Each and every one has a function. Look at, if each and every one read this ayat, just to do this practice, what level of blessing all our house is going to have? Massive. It's just to follow the rule. So all we have to do as a civilized nation is just to follow Quran, because those people who build that long civilization for Muslims, just follow Quran and follow what Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told them to do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that help, inshallah. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ذنوبنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين اللهم أنزل علينا رحماتك وعزتك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ذنوبنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم وفقنا لما ترضاه يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم إني أستغفرك ذنبي لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ذنوبنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم وأدخلنا في زمرة رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين يا حنان يا منان يا رحيم يا رحمن إنا عبادك الضعفاء أتينا إليك رفعنا أكف الضرائب أرحمنا وأنت أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين أقول قبل هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه في أخم الصلاة